This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DrDahlia. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we got a lot to get to today. Apparently, they're going to be recommending that even young people go on statins because high cholesterol early in life, as we know, can put you at increased risk for heart disease. But they're suggesting that we put you on statin medication earlier than you think. We're going to talk about that. Coconut oil has been a huge craze, and I even bought some coconut oil. But when I started taking coconut oil, I was like, I don't know, it just seems a little too oily. I get how we're supposed to try to eat healthy oils, and it just, to me, I just didn't buy the whole superfood thing. Well, now there's a Harvard professor saying coconut oil is pure poison. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about how there may be enzymes that could turn type A blood or B blood into O blood. This blows my mind because, you know, when somebody needs blood, we have to type and cross, and we have to make sure we have to type and match, and we have to make sure it's a blood that is compatible with yours. And if they could change the outer proteins on it so that we could absorb blood from somebody else, that could be pretty damn cool. They found that workers who work in open plan offices appear to be more active as opposed to being stuck in little cubicles or private offices. We're going to talk about that. The majority of you may say, oh, yeah, I want to be more active. And then all of a sudden you realize that everybody can watch you play Solitaire and Candy Crush. You're like, maybe this isn't a good idea. And then apparently Fitbits are only right half of the time because these fitness trackers tend to overestimate the number of steps. Well, yeah. I mean, again, you feel good, right, when you get a higher amount of numbers. So, I mean, if I was, you know, designing these, I would design them to be a little more liberal with giving you the steps. Not that I support any sort of tendency towards liberal. That's with Fitbits, that is. So, as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show. But never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DrDahlia. 1-877-DOC-DALI. How many of you guys ate animal crackers as a little kid? What was the song? Animal crackers in my soup? I don't remember. But anyway, animal crackers, pretty yummy. And the animal crackers I remember were in this little Barnum box, and you had, like, zoo animals. And I guess they were in a cage and that kind of thing. I never thought anything of it. I didn't really look at the packaging. I remember it was red. I remember it looked like a circus. And then I would eat the animal crackers. Well, apparently PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, has gotten Nabisco to change the picture on the animal crackers boxes so the animals appear in an uncaged state. So for years, the company's Barnum Animal Snacks came in a box that showed lions, polar bears, gorillas, and elephants behind the bars of a circus boxcar. Now, PETA has spent decades protesting the use of animals in circuses. And as that's no surprise, but they wrote a letter to Nabisco's parent, Mondelez International, asking for the box that contains Barnum animals to get a new look. So they say, even the egregious cruelty inherent in circuses that use animals and the public's swelling opposition to the exploitation of animals used for entertainment, we urge Nabisco to update its packaging in order to show animals who are free to roam in their natural habitats. The company agreed, and now the animals appear roaming or at least posing freely on the box. These are cartoons, by the way. They're not real animals. It's a cartoon. But I get it. I get where Pete is coming from. I love animals. I get it. So Jason Levine, Mondelez's chief marketing officer for North America, said when Peter reached out about Barnum's, we saw this as another great opportunity to continue to keep this brand modern and contemporary. Okay, so it's fine. Animal crackers with, you know, the animals on the box, you know, roaming free. It just, here's my issue. Okay, I love animals, and I don't like seeing animals caged up, you know. I mean, I'll go to a zoo, and I'll be like, are they happy? Or I'll go to an aquarium, and I'll be like, are they happy? So I do get a little emotional when it comes to that. But on the flip side, I think zoos and aquariums, you know, do so much for, children and adults who need to garner an empathy for them and an appreciation for animals. You know, if we get rid of all the zoos and get rid of all the aquariums, and, you know, the kids just read about it in books, they're not going to garner that attachment. I mean, it's very interesting because those of us, I'll go, every city I go into, I try to hit up their aquarium. But I love fish. No, I don't love eating fish. I love fish. I want to protect coral reefs. I love marine life. I'm not going to hurt marine life, but I love looking at the aquariums, and it just reminds me of the appreciation I have for those creatures that I share the world with. And so I think every time we progress, we sometimes put ourselves back a couple notches. And keeping humans away from animals will start to cultivate and culture this, this separatist attitude. And I'm not saying we need to live with the lions. I'm not saying that. But, you know, the more we expose ourselves to animals, the more we appreciate them and we learn about them and we can help them. But this idea of later having a generation who never gets to go to an aquarium or gets to go to a zoo, I mean, who's going to be the zoologist later? You know, who's going to be the people that, you know, donate to, you know, animal humane societies and things like that? And so, you know, I'm not saying we need to have circuses and we have to have animals whipped. I'm not saying that. I don't like that. All right. You know, but, a lot of children, their first exposure or their only exposure to an elephant or a giraffe, you know, is in these scenarios. And, you know, how are we going to, you know, bridge that gap or those, adverse feelings that people have towards animals if they don't get to see them and fall in love with them? So I'm not sure what the answer is. And animal crackers? It really isn't supposed to be about animal cruelty, but it became about animal cruelty. 1-877-DOCTOR-TELLY, don't go away. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So we're being told that young, healthy people are still vulnerable to cardiovascular disease if their bad cholesterol is a little high. Now, you know, we were just talking about cookies, right? In the first segment, we were talking about animal crackers, which are cookies. You know, kids, many kids have high cholesterol, and we don't realize it. You know, when years ago, this was like early 2000s, we were told that if a child has a first-degree relative, a mom or dad, or even a second-degree relative, grandparents that have high cholesterol, that child should get their cholesterol checked between the ages of 2 and 10. And parents were like, say what? You want me to do a blood test on my children? They aren't going to want to get a needle. What are you talking about? And I'm like, well, you know, they say if cholesterol is high in the family, there's a chance your kid could have cholesterol. Well, I'm not going to check. Please. The kids exercise. My kid does not have high cholesterol. Well, some of the parents who did, you know, follow that recommendation and say, you know, that's a good idea. Let's go and check, you know, we'll go and evaluate their cholesterol status. Many of the kids had high cholesterol. We're talking young kids. And we're just talking about cookies. You know, is it because they like their cookies? First of all, what are the top cookies? Let's just really quickly talk about that, okay? Like M&M cookies. That rounds out the top 10. M&M cookies, I think, are my favorite. And there's, by the way, a definitive list of America's favorite cookies from Huffington Post. And I just love cookies. I could talk about cookies for hours. Apparently, M&M cookies are big. Butter cookies come in number 9. Shortbread cookies, which I believe are animal crackers, come in number 8. Sugar cookies, number 7. White chocolate macadamia cookies. I'm not a big white chocolate macadamia fan, because if you're going to give me chocolate, just give me chocolate. But pretty popular with the grown-ups. Oatmeal raisin cookies, that made number 5. Oatmeal raisin. Oatmeal raisin is the least liked cookie because we think it's going to be chocolate chip. We bite into it and we find out that it's healthy. Oreos came in number 4. Peanut butter cookies, number 3. Brownies. That's not even a cookie, but I love brownies. Brownies came in number 2. And the number 1 cookie in America is chocolate chip cookies. I love chocolate chip cookies. Chocolate chip cookies are so yummy. And what do the kids do when they eat chocolate chip cookies? They drink it with a glass of whole milk. No wonder their cholesterol is starting to rise. So here we have from Medical Express that young healthy people may still face a lifetime risk of premature death from cardiovascular disease if they cannot keep their cholesterol levels in check. Researchers in this latest study looked at associations between low-density lipoprotein cholesterol, the LDL, and non-high-density lipoprotein cholesterol, your HDLC, which we'll talk about. And they looked at the thresholds of cardiovascular disease and coronary artery disease, etc. Okay? And they want to evaluate whether people believed to be at low 10-year risk for heart health problems should begin pursuing efforts to lower elevated cholesterol earlier through lifestyle changes or cholesterol-lowering medication. Now, some of you are like, okay, what's going on here? Remember a couple years ago they changed the guidelines on when you should start your cholesterol medication? And how they decided if you needed your cholesterol medication was based on your 10-year risk for heart health. So if you are 22, your 10-year heart health risk is actually pretty good. Because, I mean, what, you're going to be in your 30s and have your heart attack? Unlikely, if your cholesterol is only a little high. But we were told that if your 10-year heart health risk was kind of high, then what we were going to do was start you on a statin in your 40s or 50s or 60s to protect you so you don't get a heart attack within the next 10 years. What they're saying now is, wait a second here. If you're at a low 10-year risk, does that mean we blow you off? As you know, coronary heart disease or coronary artery disease is the leading cause of death in the United States. It affects half of all men and 1/3 of all women. That's a lot. They say an estimated 28.5 million Americans have cholesterol over 240. Normal's under 200. LDL is a type of cholesterol that also contributes to clogged arteries. LDL is the bad cholesterol. HDL is the good cholesterol. So LDL, we still need. The body needs cholesterol. It builds walls. There's so many body type. There's so many bodily functions that need cholesterol. I mean, otherwise we wouldn't make it. And your liver produces cholesterol. Your muscles do too. So we need cholesterol. So the cholesterol is made in the liver. The LDL takes it out to the cells and the body. If you have too much LDL, the body's like, well, I don't need that shipment. Just put the boxes over there. So the LDL gets dumped over there in arteries or over there around, you know, in other parts of the body. HDL is the sanitation department. HDL picks up the bad cholesterol that is not needed and brings it back to the liver to be metabolized and destroyed and dumped. So if you have a lot of HDL, more HDL than the average person, it can help combat your bad cholesterol, your bad LDL. But years ago they discussed where just because you have good HDL doesn't mean you're in the clear if you have high LDL, the bad cholesterol. Because as you see, you are really dependent with that bad LDL on your HDL, how much HDL you have. And I don't like to be dependent on one thing. So if you can lower your LDL, This way, if anything goes rogue or you don't make a lot of HDL to, you know, pick up the bad cholesterol and take it back, you'll be in better shape. So just because you have strong HDL doesn't necessarily mean you're not going to be at risk for heart attack. So in these studies, they looked at clinical trials on individuals at moderate and high risk, and they looked at 36,000 young, healthy participants who did not have diabetes and did not have cardiovascular disease. And they followed them for 27 years. For a low-risk person, researchers found that LDL levels were independently associated with an increased chance of dying from cardiovascular disease, independent, meaning independent of HDL and other things. So participants who had LDL readings of other under 100, which is normal, then they looked at those between 100 and 159. When you compare those that had good LDL under 100 to those that had elevated LDL, there was a 30 to 40% higher risk of them having cardiovascular disease and dying from it in the next 27 years. And if you had an LDL over 160, you had a 70 to 90% increased risk of cardiovascular death. Among the group, they looked at 72% men, average age 42, there were 1,086 deaths from cardiovascular disease, like stroke, and then 598 coronary heart disease deaths. So what does that mean? What that means is this idea of, nah, let's try to give less medicine, let's not over-medicate, let's look at a 10-year risk and be all mathematical and academic about it is bullcrap. When I went to school, if your cholesterol was high, you got a medicine. Not this, well, you know, we can wait. Now, some people say, well, what about diet and exercise? How come doctors are so quick to give medication? Why not diet and exercise? Okay, how many of you guys have dieted and exercised and lost the 30 pounds you needed to when the doctor said to lose it? I have been diet and exercising my whole life, and I'm still not at the weight I want to be. I can't wait another 30 years. Now, we do institute diet and exercise. What I do in my, or I did in my practice, because now I teach at Toro University, Nevada, so I closed my practice. But what I had done with patients is I still recommend to my listeners, is get a blood test done within a month. We could see by your percentage dropped if you're on the right track. So if you do diet and exercise, you know, and you really, really stick to it, okay, we'll be able to see some sort of a drop. But I also tell my patients, don't go vegan if you don't think you could do it long term. I mean, I don't want you dropping the levels of cholesterol just so you could the next day go and eat a burger. I can't say how many people would say, all right, hurry up and check my cholesterol because, man, I am celebrating with a burger. Well, then that cholesterol isn't a true number. I mean, you know, the whole purpose of you dieting and exercising is because this is what you need to do for the rest of your life. And if you tell me honestly, look, Doc, I really am not going to stop eating meat. You know, I get lazy and I don't like to work out. I need to take that into account. I am doing you no favors by, you know, blowing you off and not giving you medication. Saying, oh, yeah, you'll lose the weight and you'll keep your LDL down by your diet, you know, and not eating fatty foods. No. I mean, for every day your cholesterol is high, you are potentially clogging. That's why I would recheck the blood levels in a month. I'm not going to dink around for 3 months or 6 months or a year if I don't think you're going to stick to the diet that you need to. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breast spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The father of missing college student 20-year-old Molly Tibbetts has confirmed his daughter's body has been found. Rob Tibbetts says it was found in Iowa. Neither he nor police are releasing further details. Molly Tibbetts vanished after taking a run on the 18th of July in her hometown of Brooklyn, Iowa. The White House says a former Nazi labor camp guard who'd been captured by ICE agents yesterday has already been deported to Germany. Yaakov Pauly, coming to the U.S. in 1949, he became a U.S. citizen in 1957 after lying about his Nazi background. Special Assistant to President Trump Theo Wald.
President Trump sees Pauly's removal as a strong message to the entire world that the United States stands firmly against anti-Semitism and human rights violations.
USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Your car's engine deals with pressures that can cause intense friction that can
waste up to 10% of engine performance.
Power up with Castrol Edge with fluid titanium technology. It's 3 times stronger than leading oils against viscosity breakdown. Buy 5 quarts of Castrol Edge and a Purolator Boss filter for $32.99 at Advance or participating CarQuest auto parts stores. 3 times stronger based on Kurt Orban test. 5W30 is great.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, this just gets stupider and stupider and stupider. We have a new challenge, people. Remember the hot water challenge? Where kids would drink boiling water out of a straw? Or they would have their friend throw boiling water on their body? Well, now, I know, I'm beyond myself. The Tide Pod Challenge I thought was stupid, where you stick Tide Pods in your mouth as many as you can until they start to rupture and then, you know, poison you. I thought the Condom Challenge was stupid, where you drop a condom full of water on your head, or you stick a condom up your nose and snort it. And now we have the Fire Challenge. The Fire Challenge is where you put rubbing alcohol on you, and you light yourself on fire, and you have to jump into a bathtub as quickly as possible while your friend films. This is ridiculous. just ridiculous. Unfortunately, a little 12-year-old girl, Tamaya Landers of Detroit, executed this. And her mom hears an explosion in the house. And then she sees her daughter running up the hallway on fire, engulfed in flames from her knees to her hair. So the mom's fiancé directed Tamaya into the bathtub, sprayed her with water. Then the girl was rushed to the hospital. Apparently, she now has to have multiple surgeries because she has burns on 49% of her body. Now, according to Fox News, the girl's friends said they were participating in the fire challenge, which is barely an internet trend where you douse yourselves in rubbing alcohol and then set yourselves on fire. One of the girls said she viewed videos of people taking part in the challenge online. Now this is what gets me. These are seventh graders. Seventh graders know fire is bad. Why would they? I get why people want to bungee jump. I get that. I get why people want to stand on top of a car or a truck while it's driving, you know, and go, everybody's gone surfing, surfing USA. I get that. I get that there are dangerous things that kids want to do because it gets attention. They think they are infallible, but they think they're immortal. Nothing bad's going to happen to them because nothing bad ever has. And, you know, you get the attention. And people will think you are cool. And I get how there are certain activities, like bungee jumping. I would never do it. But I get how people would do that because they think they're safe. They're on a cord. I get it. Unfortunately, sometimes the bungee cord is too long. Or sometimes you fall off the truck and you smash your head in. But a fire challenge is bad from the outset. There's no, as long as everything goes right, I'll be okay. You are lighting yourself on fire. What, do they think the alcohol provides a barrier against your skin? Most kids have burned themselves most kids have seen fire. I mean, is that what we need to do? Maybe the average kid doesn't burn themselves. Maybe we have our kids so protected that they really don't know what fire it is. I don't know. I guess it was a 12-year-old boy. Here's another 7th grader from Spartanburg, Georgia. He was injured trying the challenge in July. Local fire officials told USA Today that the challenge becomes even more dangerous than usual when the alcohol gets on the clothes or is poured on the chest or face. Tamaya and the Spartanburg boy are not the only children who have been injured in the challenge. Two incidents in 2014 made headlines when boys in Kentucky and California were hospitalized in the span of a few days after setting themselves on fire. You know what I think? I think these are terrorist organizations that are trying to get us from within by posting these videos, making kids think this is the next greatest thing. And then these kids do it. And they're thinking, okay, this is an American fun activity. And who would try this and then actually post the video of themselves going through it and, you know, being injured? I'm just wondering if some of these are set up. So the mom wrote online that I hope no other family has to go through this. She warned parents to talk to all children in your family about these challenges. That's on social media. She told Fox, too, that she wants YouTube to ban all videos of the fire challenge. A YouTube spokesperson said in an email that YouTube's community guidelines prohibit content that's intended to encourage dangerous activities that have an inherent risk of physical harm or death. We remove flag videos that violate our policies. So, apparently, a search on YouTube, as of this morning, revealed at least one dozen fire challenge videos remaining on the site. Now, there is a GoFundMe page and for Tamaya Landers, and there's a GoFundMe page that's already raised a few thousand dollars. But what is wrong with kids? Yeah, they're already at $2,300. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, I got two boys, and they know gosh darn well that stuff is stupid. Now, do they do stupid things? Yeah, they do. I'll see them, you know, ride an ATV without a helmet. I'm like, oh, hell no. You know, apparently there's a bat cave somewhere in the desert near the house. Like, let's go check out a bat cave. I'm like, really? What if any of them are rabid? Really? No. So kids will do stupid things. But when you have children setting themselves on fire, they know that's inherently bad. They know the house could go on fire. What is happening here? Are we creating a generation of children who are not as mentally acute as... I don't know. Maybe we do need to take kids camping, and maybe the average kid does need to burn themselves on the stove, and I mean, not on purpose, but, maybe if all these kids are doing is video games, they really aren't learning about fire. They're not learning about danger, you know? So, my son, when he first started driving, he was parking, and he, jumped a curb and hit our building, and glass shattered. And was a real wake-up call for him. And, everybody in the family was like, they felt so bad. He was okay. Thank God. Knock on wood. Everyone's like, I feel so bad that, he did this. Oh, he's going to lose his confidence. Oh, he's going to lose it. I go, no. This is probably the best thing that could have ever happened. The best thing. Because now he really appreciates how quickly things can go wrong. And my son, as he learned how to drive and continued to drive and things like that, he kind of realized, okay, you know what? I when I park, I got to be careful. Maybe we don't want people traumatized going through post-traumatic stress disorder. But on the other hand, this is how you learn. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI. Very, very tragic. The missing Iowa student, Molly Tibbetts. Sources say have been found, that her body has been found, according to her father. Her father had just left the college town to go back home to California when they revealed that they found the body. Tibbetts' father, Rob Tibbetts, told Fox News that the body is that of her 20-year-old daughter who had vanished in mid-July. Law enforcement source earlier told Fox News that the body was found in Iowa. Not a lot of specific details on where. Greg Wiley, the vice president of Crime Stoppers of Central Iowa, told the Associated Press that the body is found to believe her. No arrests yet have been made. A news conference is going to be occurring in the next few hours. And unfortunately, she was a University of Iowa student. She was reported missing after she failed to respond to messages from her boyfriend, Dalton Jack, and she didn't show up to work. She was last seen jogging around Brooklyn, Iowa, around 7:30 p.m. on July 18th. So the Tibbetts family pleaded for a safe return. Communities just, came together trying to find her. And it's a shame. 1-877-DOCTALI, don't go away.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak.
But you know what?
I'm good at it.
So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, a Harvard professor says coconut oil is poison. The so-called superfood may not be as good as you think. Corinne Michaels, professor of the Department of Epidemiology at Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health, explained recently during a lecture at the University of Freiburg in Germany that regardless of the advice peddled by unqualified and self-appointed online health gurus, consuming coconut oil carries a raft of health risks. According to a translation by Business Insider Deutschland in her lecture, Coconut Oil and Other Nutritional Errors, Michaels explains, or Michelle's explains, that the substance poses a greater risk to heart health than lard because it is almost entirely made up of saturated fatty acid. These are believed to block our arteries. And as you know, fats packed with fatty acids are those that are solid at room temperature, and coconut oil is solid. According to the American Heart Association, the average person should only consume around 11 to 13 grams of saturated fat per day, or 5 to 6% of their total daily calories. So, some of you are probably listening to this going, okay, I'm getting fed up. And I don't blame you guys if you're getting fed up. Every other day, there's some fad or some doctor show touting how a supplement or an oil or a derivative of something is good for you. And so you go for it. You do your research. You read these articles, and the media, they're not, the media isn't scientific in terms of what they, you know, what they put out there. I mean, they, you know, those aren't scientific studies that you're reading from these newspapers or from media and, you know, and what you're getting on YouTube, et cetera. But you do your research and you go, oh, okay, well, they say coconut oil is good and, you know, coconut oil. And then, you know, I hear, you know, this person uses it and they love it. And, you know, all right, so that's what I'm going for. So you do your research. I mean, you're not being an idiot. You're doing your research. You're not picking the best research sources, but you're doing your research and then you try it. And then most of the time you find out, nah, it's not working for me. So, you know, me, I actually loved the idea of coconut having some natural oil, some healthy oils. And I love the idea that it could, you know, possibly suppress appetite. So I tried it and it worked. And everything will always work the first week or two. And it did. But then my instinct kicked in. And I'm like, I don't like this. This was liquid and now it's looking solid. I really feel like I'm taking something I'm not supposed to. And I stopped. And I'm not saying coconut oil is completely bad. Some of you guys may swear by it. But what I'm saying is, you know, I'd rather you just eat the regular coconut. If you want coconut, eat the coconut. If you want grapes, you eat the grapes. If you want fish, you eat the fish. But we're really getting ourselves in trouble when we're trying to eat pills. Take pills that have nutrition. Or we have concentrated amounts. You know, this big controversy with resveratrol. You know, resveratrol is supposed to have a lot of benefits when it comes to the heart health and your blood vessels. The problem is resveratrol, you would need to drink gallons of wine or thousands of grapes to get the amount of resveratrol you need. So, you know, companies come up with resveratrol pills. But then you have to stop and go, if God or nature wanted you to have that much resveratrol, he wouldn't have required you to have to drink gallons of wine. You see? See, man thinks they can outsmart nature. You can't. Now, we've done a pretty good job battling infection. We've done a good job battling cancer. But do we still have infection and superbugs? Absolutely. Do we still have cancers? Well, we have a lot of cancer out there. Man will never beat nature. Ever. So, I'm not saying don't try, but think. You know? If something sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Now, I am watching very closely this whole turmeric issue of, well, you know, is curcumin and turmeric anti-cancer? And we do see certain populations that have it high in their diet appearing to have less cancer. The problem with that is, the problem with that theory is it really, you know, that one particular spice, or is it that, well, if your mom and dad don't have colon cancer, you're probably not going to get colon cancer, then your kids probably aren't going to get colon cancer. Is it gene related? So I bought some turmeric, but I haven't taken it because, again, I'm just nervous about putting a pill in my body every day. Yeah, I'd rather just eat something that had curry. So, you know, jury's not out on a lot of things. And so with coconut oil, I'm not saying you have to stop it, but, you know, check your cholesterol levels, you know, and see if, just make sure it's not making anything worse. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So they say Fitbit activity monitors are only right half the time. And your Fitbit monitor may be overestimating the number of steps. So you appear to reach your goal. And I'm not saying they're designed on purpose as a marketing scheme, but you wonder. Now, remember, our goal is to hit 10,000 steps a day. If you want to lose weight, you got to hit 12,000. So a lot of us have fitness trackers. I have an Apple Watch. If I do arm circles or if I braid my hair, all of a sudden I have all these steps. Right? Because it's based on your arm movement. So I know my limitations, but I'm assuming that the steps I take, they're counting. And I tested my Apple iWatch. I'll walk back and forth in the house and I'll see what it did. But I just waved my hand and I just added a couple extra steps. But these gadgets are a huge trend. I'm actually a fan of these gadgets because I would rather you guys be more physical than not. And so if you go to bed at night and you haven't hit your steps, okay, why don't you walk slowly, you know, and just kind of, yeah, I don't want you heavily exercising, but you could maybe get an extra 100 steps in before you go to bed. So, you know, seeing you exercise, I think, is a good thing. Not that we want you to exercise right before you go to bed. But these Fitbits seem to add extra activity. But they say that it may estimate the number as high as 25% more than what you're actually doing. So if you wash dishes, you know, if you brush your hair, if you braid your hair, you can unfortunately be adding extra steps. Now, many people don't care because that's movement. Well, as long as you're moving your arm, then I'm good with that. But you know, if you're really, really trying to count steps, maybe not so good. Open plan offices, they say, are good for our health, leading to higher levels of physical activity and lower levels of stress. They say workers in open plan offices, as opposed to being stuck in cubbies, were found to be 20% more physically active than workers in cubicles and 32% more active than those in private offices. Now, this study comes out of U of A. 231 employees of the United States government was working at four offices. They wore heart sensors and activity monitors for three consecutive working days and two nights. And then they, you know, filled out levels and surveys to check their stress levels, etc. But anyway, they found them to be obviously more active. Now, the problem is the average person likes their privacy. And so, you know, you might say, okay, yeah, that's great. It's a nice open place. But if you want to make a personal phone call, if you want to text, if you want to go on your computer, you kind of want your privacy. So, you know, before you ask the office to change things around, just, you know, think it through. But they say you were 32% more physically active than if you were, you know, stuck in a cubicle. So it is something to think about. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy, and I don't trust nobody. And I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It's changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.